Neil, good morning.
Michael, how are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. So, the big news, Neil, is you were the moderator. You were the moderator, Neil, of the Build the Wall event in Cincinnati. Last week, we reported on that. Our own Anthony Gutkowski was there. And then you also were the moderator of the Build the Wall event in Detroit. Now, tell us about those two events.
Yeah, Michael. So what happened is we built the wall, scheduled these events, and basically the idea is that there's tremendous publicity when the founder, Brian Colfage, raised more than $20 million to build the wall on the southern border. And the idea then in December was, hey, let's raise some money. Congress isn't going to give Trump the money for the wall. So we'll raise the money ourselves. And
build it ourselves is what this group is going to do, right?
And, well, what happened is, Brian went to the Treasury, and I know that he met with Jim Jordan, he met with Mark Meadows and other people in the House Freedom Caucus to try to figure out how to give this $20 million to the Treasury. And it turns out the Treasury isn't set up for it, and the Treasury didn't really want the money. So that's why.
Really? The Treasury didn't want $20 million?
Well, I guess the problem is you just can't raise $20 million for the government. So, like, all right, here's $20 million. I want the government to bomb the next town, right? You just can't give money to the government to do stuff. So
you could give it to it for general purposes. They'd take it, right?
Right.
Okay.
They'll take it, but there's no. So now what they do is they've got a team now that's they've been in Texas. They've been
who's on that team? And by the way, Steve Gill has a few questions for you here as well, Neil. But who was on that team?
So I think Steve Bannon. I think is the
our good friend Steve Bannon. He is always so interesting, isn't he?
Oh, he's fascinating. He's always on point. He's always engaging. He's never stumped. And
he's not always what you might call sartorially splendid, though, right?
What is that? A barn coat that he wears?
Steve, is that? Would you wear that to the studio? What Steve Bannon wears
to the radio studio, not to the television studio.
I might have worn it when it was new.
We love Steve Bannon. He's a great friend. The kind of guy who the high level intellect and very much an American, but. There's certain things he doesn't care about.
Yeah. Well, and he was a huge hit at the town hall meetings. And, of course, he was taking questions from the audience.
He'll take all questions. By the way, I was watching Sunday night that HBO show, The Circus. And there I am. I'm watching The Circus. And there you are, Neil. You're on stage. And the guy, the Republican guy, what is his name? McKinnon. The guy, see, what's that guy's name? The guy who wears a cowboy hat on The Circus, the Republican consultant. So he was there.
Oh, the Bush guy.
Yeah, the Bush guy. So he was there with his cowboy hat and afterwards interviewing Bannon. It was fascinating. He said, well, if you were Speaker of the House, would you do what Nancy Pelosi's doing and you were a Democrat? And Bannon said, absolutely. It feels real funny.
Well, he was interviewed by Sky News in England right before we went on. We went live in Detroit, and they weren't off the stage until like 5 minutes before we went live on the network.
Neil, can you hold on through the break and come back? We want to hear the rest of this story.
Yeah, of course, man.
Okay, great. You're listening to the Tennessee Star Report with Steve Gill and Michael Patrick Leahy. More about Build the Wall from our good friend Neil McCabe with One America News Network when we get back. And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. Our good friend, Neil McCabe, former colleague at Breitbart, now with the Washington reporter for One America News Network, telling us all the adventures of Steve Bannon and Brian Colfage and Chris Kobach at the Build the Wall rally. So you were telling us about the Detroit rally and Steve Bannon's interview with Sky News Network. Tell us what was going on there.
Well, the Sky News interview, of course, is huge news right now in England because Bannon was saying that, early on, when in January of 2017, when Theresa May came to the White House to meet with Trump, Trump told her, you know, overshoot your goals, make sure you get something done in the next 6 months, ignore the legal problems, just get it done and fight it in the courts later. And Theresa May basically laughed it off, basically saying Trump didn't understand what was going on and she had control and don't worry, Brexit will happen. And of course, we know now that Brexit probably won't even happen, that May's completely screwed it up. And so he's but that interview that ran over the weekend in Sky News in England was being held on the stage Thursday, and they were still doing the interview. Like, you know, so it was like 7 minutes before we went live, and basically I had to, you know, so they got Steve to cut it off, and then Steve leaves, and then they're just these guys from Sky News just wouldn't get off the stage. They thought the stage was for them or something. I'm like, hey, I look at the guy and I said, hey, are you getting off my stage? And he goes, yeah, we're getting off now. He says, when do you need us to be off? I said, now.
It's like that. What's that guy? The old man says, get off my yard.
There had been a lot of talk, Neil, that they were going to be, particularly in Detroit, protest and counter presentation by those who want the open borders, who oppose ICE, who see the U.S. as the kind of place where everybody should be able to come climb right on the backs of American taxpayers. Were there any protests in Detroit?
There were outside. There was about 20 or 30 people. I only saw one or two people who could be described as Antifa, you know, the guys dressed up in black.
Mm-hmm.
But they were kept away by the police. And I know there were at least six mounted police outside. And, I mean, there were cops everywhere. And it's just so – I mean, one of the things that people don't appreciate about the protesters or even the threat of protests is that, you know, the local police, you know, have to be hired. And those, you know, when you hire a police officer for a private event, you know, you're paying at least double time, you know, for their time. And, you know, that was a huge expense. I know that. But there weren't any real interruptions in the audience. People were really, you know, nobody really expected trouble in Cincinnati. But in Detroit, there was some expectation and there wasn't. And, you know, the crowds were so, like, emotional and passionate. And, you know, of course, you know, you bring out, you know, what Steve's calling the MAGA All-Stars. You know, you got David Clark came out.
The former sheriff from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Sure. Yeah, and then the guy at Breitbart, Texas, Brandon Darby.
Brandon Darby, oh, yeah, who's led the reporting on what's really happening on the wall and the border.
Yeah, and right now a huge chunk of Breitbart's overall traffic every day is just covering the wall and the cartels, or mm-hmm. not the wall, but the building of the wall and the border crisis and the cartels. We had Angel parents there. We also had the family of Brian Terry. So Kelly Terry Willis and Kent Terry, so the brother and sister of Brian Terry, because were there, and he grew up in outside of Detroit. He was a police officer.
And tell us the story of Brian Terry.
Okay, so Brian Terry deployed as a Marine to Iraq, came back, became a Michigan police officer, but it wasn't on point enough. He felt like he should be doing more important things, especially with his skills. And so he went to the Border Patrol, and not just Border Patrol, but the sort of the tactical police of the Border Patrol. And these, like, they call it BORTAC. And he was on the border, and in December of 2010, he was involved in a firefight where he was killed by one of, and the gun that killed him was part of the Fast and Furious.
In other words, it was a gun that the U.S. government kind of let the bad guys get to sort of allegedly exactly. track, you know, who was trading in these guns.
That was a program under Clinton Attorney General Eric Holder, right?
Yeah, so Obama Attorney General.
Obama
Eric Holder.
Quick and dirty on Fast and Furious is that there was the gun control people were saying that unregulated gun sales in the United States meant that guns were flowing into Mexico and destabilizing Mexico. So the NRA did a study, and in that study, they found that those guns that were destabilizing Mexico were being sold by the corrupt police or were coming from China and everything else. So they knocked down this narrative. So the Obama administration early on created this Fast and Furious program where they literally, the ATF, went to these gun stores and basically told them to sell these guns without going through the regular background checks.
I mean, then, you can't make this up. It's just such a stupid idea.
And how many people have been indicted for the feds creating this program of putting guns into the hands of illegals and criminals in Mexico? How many indictments have we seen from that?
Steve, this is like open mic night. No. No one was indicted. It would be silly.
Yeah.
In fact, there's probably about 200 or 300 deaths in Mexico attributed to these weapons. I mean, literally thousands of weapons. And the thing is, there was a 4-man reporter team from the Washington Post that was embedded with ATF, and they actually came out with a huge study showing that, look at all these gun stores in Arizona and in Texas that are selling these guns. So just as they broke this story, Terry was killed, and so people...
By one of those guns, yeah.
I was told 20 minutes after Terry was killed, they knew it was a Fast and Furious gun, which is why Eric Holder immediately flew down to that part of Arizona, the borderlands there, and the Terrys told us in the audience. They said, they came down, and Eric Holder flat out lied and said,
"What? A Democrat lying? I'm shocked. I'm shocked." Hey, Neil, we've got a few minutes left here. Can you tell us actually the details of how this border wall will be built? They've got this border build the wall. Inc. has what, $20 million bucks or so in a bank account right now? Is that right? And then they're going to buy land and build like 10 miles of land on the Arizona border and build a wall there? Is that right?
They're going to break ground on a wall on private property next month in Arizona in an area to be disclosed. But they are ready to break ground as quickly as possible. They said May. They're now saying April. And it'll be on private property with private funds, and they're just going to get this sucker done.
And it'll be like 10 miles of land, a border, right, private land. Yep. And then... they break ground next month. When will it be built? What will it look like, and how much will it cost them?
They're thinking, the government is basically thinking they can build it for $20 million a mile. We Build the Wall thinks they can do it, $5 to $10 million. And it'll be done by the same Israeli company, Magal, the M-A-G-A-L, that built the wall for the Israelis on Gaza. And it'll be a smart wall. It will have, sensors and cameras and everything else. And they really think that they've got it to go.
But they only have $20 million bucks, so that we're only talking 20. Say it's $5 million a mile. That's at best case 4 miles, not 10, right?
Well, what they're doing is right now they think if they can get the wall built, it'll do two things. One, it'll spark more contributions, but also it'll give pressure to Congress to try to do this thing, in Washington just to show it's possible. When people start seeing a wall built, it'll change the conversation.
How do we get a contract for the $20 million a mile and then sub it out to these guys for $5 and we charge $10 and we give the government like 50% off?
I like that idea,
make
Steve.
$5 million a mile. Real quick question, Neil. What is the next step? You've done these border wall events in Detroit, in Cincinnati, others. What comes next?
Well, I do want to say that One America News has covered three of these. So Tucson, Cincinnati, Detroit. Steve has asked us to do 10, and we're taking it, case by case. They expect to do about 7 more, and the reaction has been great. I mean, the ratings have been tremendous.
You want to break some news here? You want to break some news? Wait, I've invited Steve Bannon to bring this to Nashville, and he says, "Let's get it done." So,
I think it'll be huge in Nashville, and I hope that One American News does.
And we'll see. We'll see. We'll see how that'll work out. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt the rest of that story.
No, no, that's fine. I mean, there's actually a lot of people who are I'm trying to bring one home to Massachusetts. And
well, that'll be fun.
And well, the Bristol County sheriff there, Sheriff Hodgson.
Oh, okay, okay.
From the Republican sheriff of Bristol County, who was at the White House for the veto ceremony, you know, he says he'll host one too.
Where is Bristol County in Massachusetts?
It's basically between. It's right before you get to the Cape.
Gotcha. Hey, Neil, we got a minute left here. Tell us about One American News Network and how people here in Nashville can get One American News Network.
Well, if you don't have One American News, you need to call your cable operator, like, immediately, right now. We're on Verizon Fios. We're on DirecTV. We're on CenturyLink, Spectrum. So we're on about 35 million homes right now. We started 5 years ago. We're based in San Diego. I'm in the D.C. Bureau. We also have a New York Bureau. And we cover news the way, you know, CNN headline news used to cover it, where we just, you know, it's just you turn on One American News and it's just news, news, news.
I mean, at the very least, if you're stealing cable from your neighbor, call and tell them to add DirecTV so you can get One American News. That's the least you could do. Neil, thanks. Thanks for being with us. We'll catch up again next week. In the meantime, go to TennesseeStar.com. You'll find links to all the stories we're talking about. In the Williamson County Board of Education, not responding to questions about how they approved their white privilege racist video. We'll talk more about that in a moment.